case number 11,002, Janet and William Stenner, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, east of Grant Avenue, being Lot 5 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Please state your name and residence for the record, please.
William E. Stenner, 921 Rock Moss Avenue.
Donald Ash, 10117 Shingle Landing Road, Bishopville, Maryland.
Okay. You place your right hand.
What do you say?
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This variance request is just to kind of speak first. I'm the builder on the project. It's a kind of an add-on. I believe it's referenced in the paperwork that was submitted. We had requested a variance and was issued back in December of 2011. The house was built on the lot, and the side setback on the left side of the property, as you're standing on the street, was moved to a 5-foot setback. At the time, it was unbeknownst to myself and the homeowner that the HVAC unit could potentially cause a problem being placed into that setback, which typically within our building allowances we're given 5 feet. So that is the purpose of this variance request. And we have, I don't know if you want to go through the points as you've addressed them.
Sure, I can do that. Well, the uniqueness of this property, as I discussed before in our previous variance request, because it's so darn narrow that we couldn't do anything with it without a variance. And exceptional practical difficulty, yes, there is. The heat pump and propane tank are located adjacent to their operating systems, which mean just outside the wall from where they're at. And to move these to the street side would negate what I gained from the last variance request and acceptance, which is parking close to the door, because I don't get around all that well. This would take up a lot of space. And it would also be very expensive for me to move both of these systems to the front of the house, or to the rear of the house, the street side of the house. Mm-hmm. And I can see, these are my opinions, of course, no way this property could have been developed in strict conformity even with this present variance request without another variance to let these heat pumps and gas tanks remain where they're at. And variance is necessary, reasonable use of the property, and has the difficulty been created by the applicant? There's two answers to that. No. The difficulty was created by the size of the property itself. And as I took this oath, it was unbeknownst to us. Yes, we are the problem, but it was unbeknownst to us at the time that we could not place these units where we did. So there's two parts to that question, though, and yes. And will the variance alter the central character of the neighborhood? Absolutely not. In fact, it will enhance it. Keep these units hidden rather than out front. The variance will not impair or permanently impair the property, the use of the adjacent property. That property is already developed. In fact, they're all developed all around me. So this would have no effect on that. The public welfare, no, it would have no effect on that. Well, the variance repeat, least modification possible, yes, it would, and hopefully this will be the last variance I have to request, if we can do this. The variance is necessary to affect relief. As I said, if we don't do this, I will have a pretty large expense to move both of these systems to the back of the house. And my occupancy certificate runs out in, what, a week and a half? The 13th, I think, something like that.
It was
that.
A temporary certificate of occupancy.
And I don't know if I can renew a temporary or not.
Okay.
I can?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just
Okay.
It runs out the 13th.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, July 13th.
And will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, it will. With the exception of substantially affect, adversely affect the adjacent neighboring property? Absolutely not.
I'd like to add on to that. The other properties that are directly across the street next to on either side both have the same situation where their heat pumps are right up on the property line, which is very typical of that neighborhood. It's Cape Windsor, and I know you guys are familiar with that.
Right. Okay.
The only other requirements are that, yes, it's a time requirement for my occupancy certificate. Otherwise, I won't be able to use that house, period, until all this is finished.
But it's all settled?
Pardon?
Till it's settled, till it's finished?
Yes.
Right. All right, sir. Excuse me, then. Are there any any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
Okay.
Why can't the HVAC unit be located on the west side of the dwelling?
On which side?
On the west side.
That's where the front, that's the entrance side of the house. That's where the sidewalk is, and that's where I park.
I'm talking about on the side adjacent to the street. The entrance appears to be on the south side and on the east side.
East side, it's right up on the property line, right on the canal, 15 feet from the canal.
Right. So why can't it be placed on the west?
The west side is the street side,
mm-hmm.
and that would negate part of the gain that I requested with the first variance so that I would have room for a shed there.
Wow.
And adequate parking. If I have to put them there, that's going to eat up quite a bit of that space.
Okay. No other questions.
No further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion. Again, the chair will call one more time for a motion on case number 11,002.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We take case number 11,002 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,002 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,002 has been taken under advisement. Now what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Case number